Gas Buddy tops Apple App Store amid gas shortages, suffers outages. By Lucas Nolan on May 13, 2021. Gas Buddy, an app that helps users to find the best availability and prices on fuel, has topped Apple's App Store this week amidst the gas shortage caused by the recent ransomware cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline. The app has proved so popular that its servers have experienced outages this week. CNBC reports that Gas Buddy, an app that helps users find and save money on gas, has topped Apple's App Store this week as many consumers on the East Coast struggle to find fuel following a cyber attack on Colonial Pipeline. The Gas Buddy app has been facing intense usage in recent days, leading to server issues. The company tweeted a warning to users stating that users may experience issues but should see improved performance after an update. Consumers are now rushing to stock up on gas before current supplies run out. 65% of gas stations in North Carolina are out of fuel, according to data from Gas Buddy. 43% of gas stations in South Carolina and Georgia are without fuel, while 44% of stations are dry in Virginia, according to AAA. Gas prices have surged due to supply issues and fear of shortages. Americans are paying on average $3.0008 per gallon of gas, up from $2.985 on Tuesday and $2.927 just 1 week ago. This has led to many consumers attempting to stock up on gas, which is where the Gas Buddy app enters the scene. Usually, social media apps like Facebook, TikTok, and YouTube hold the top places on the App Store's free apps charts. Gas Buddy taking the top place shows just how seriously many Americans are taking the possible gas shortage. Morgan Wright, the chief security advisor at SentinelOne and former senior advisor of the U.S. State Department and the Anti-Terrorism Assistance Program, appeared on Breitbart News Daily this week to speak with Breitbart News editor-in-chief Alex Marlowe. The key topic of the day was the rise in ransomware attacks and the recent cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline. Asking Wright what we currently know about the Colonial Pipeline hack and what the establishment media may have missed about the situation, Wright stated, "Details are always hard to come by in these things, because it's the fog of war basically as the investigation unrolls. We do know what publicly has been said, but there are some things that we can figure out behind that as well. One is that definitely if they're not in Russia, they're definitely linked to Russia, these attackers, because they're getting air cover from Vladimir Putin." Wright continued, "We have criminal gangs operating in countries or regions we have no extradition treaty with, no mutual legal assistance treaties, so we get zero help in investigating these things. The second thing is, this is actually kind of a watershed moment. This is one of the first things where a criminal organization has taken the place of a nation state in terms of an attack on infrastructure." Listen to more at Breitbart News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at Lucas Nolan or contact via secure email at the address lucasnolan@protonmail.com.